It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see.
And there are plenty more blue skies and wonderfully warm temperatures ahead this weekend, but also lots of June gloom. That's according to KPLU weather expert Cliff Mass. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, and in a moment, we're going to hear more about that June gloom and why it comes actually in May. First, Cliff, let's get some more details on the forecast.
Well, today is going to be a partly sunny day, but it'll be a warm day. Yesterday, we got up into the low 80s, and the same is going to happen today. Probably the most exciting weather, though, will only be a few dozen miles to the east. We had some thunderstorms developing over the Cascades yesterday, and I expect that to happen even more today. So while we are basking in the filtered sun through the high clouds and temperatures up in around 80, low 80s, you'll look to the east and see towering cumulus over the Cascades with showers and thunderstorms. And some of those will drift over the eastern side of the Cascades. So it'll be quite a show. Tomorrow will be a step down in temperature. The marine air, that June gloom air that we'll talk about later, is pushing in a bit tomorrow. So Saturday, the temperatures will probably only get up to 75, still above normal, and there could well be some clouds in the morning. I think the clouds will be there when you wake up, and they'll burn off, depending where you are, somewhere after breakfast to lunchtime. So a little bit cloudier tomorrow, temperatures dropping back to the mid-70s. Sunday, it'll be more of the same. Low clouds in the morning and temperatures getting up to the mid-70s. But the big change will be on Monday and Tuesday. An upper-level trough will be pushing in from the south and southwest, and that's going to bring considerable clouds and the chance of showers on Monday, Tuesday into Wednesday. So there'll be a real step down, temperatures only getting up into the 60s.
So June gloom, just at the start of June, right?
Right, although that's not the classic June gloom. The June gloom that most of us talk about is the gloom that we had earlier in the week, not with showers, quite dry really, but associated with low stratus and stratocumulus that flood into our region.
Wait, those are cloud layers, right?
That's right, those are low cloud layers. And so when we get into the mid-spring, all of a sudden there's a transformation that occurs over the Pacific Ocean. Where before we had rain clouds and breaks, all of a sudden the eastern Pacific Ocean gets covered by low clouds. And these clouds are often called stratus or stratocumulus. They're only a few thousand feet thick, but they bring this consistent low cloud, low solar radiation environment in which it gets kind of depressing after a while. So what happens is during the springtime, the ocean is still cool, the atmosphere starts warming up, and we start developing a very stable situation where we have warm air above cold air. That helps develop these low cloud layers, the stratus and stratocumulus I told you about. And high pressure also starts building into the eastern Pacific. And so with low clouds and high pressure offshore, those clouds get pushed inland, and they often, cover the area, west of the Cascade Crest. So western Oregon and Washington and the coastal areas of British Columbia get covered by these low clouds, typically in late spring into June. So we call this June gloom. They have this kind of phenomena all the way down the coast. They get it down as far as San Diego during the same period. And, we're stuck in that. So June is often a marginal month. It's not exactly the sunniest month. And it isn't until after the July 4th weekend that the atmosphere warms up enough and the high pressure builds up far enough north that we finally get a break and we transition into the sunny period we love starting in mid-July.
All right, so get out and watch that weather early next week and then hunker down and look forward to July.
Right, and, we will have more June gloom. We'll have breaks too, but typically this month tends to be on the cloudy side, but not the wet side, and then we break out of it after July 4th weekend.
Thanks, Cliff.
Thank you, Bellamy.
He's the host of a popular blog and a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.